USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate and House are in session on Thursday, 1 year after there was a riot at the U.S. Capitol. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and President Biden spoke at the Capitol. Biden giving what former President Donald Trump called a divisive speech, blaming the former president for the riots at the Capitol. Former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy on how he believes the United States will be once again a united nation.
This country is not going to be united because of some speech made by a president or a former president. It will only be united when the people are sick and tired of the conflict. Just have one set of rules.
The vice president also comparing January 6th to the attack on Pearl Harbor and the attack on 9/11. The House also holding a moment of silence as the session began. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
The federal government is rationing the distribution of COVID-19 therapeutic treatments to the states. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tells Fox News the government should have focused on therapeutics sooner.
The failure from the outset to really focus on therapeutics, I think, has cost a huge number of lives.
The governor continues on Fox News by saying that testing people that are asymptomatic may be contributing to the shortage of tests.
The idea that somehow if you're just a young and healthy person, you just need to be going out and getting tested 4 or 5 times a week, or that you should force people to test to be able to go to school or to be able to do their job, that is not a good use of resources. And that's part of the reason why you're seeing the shortage, because you have a lot of low-value testing going on.
12 people were killed in Philadelphia when a converted 3-story row house went up in flames on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The high school building where a student murdered 4 students in Oxford, Michigan in November will not reopen until January 24th.
Students will return to learning starting Monday, but it isn't going to happen inside the Oxford High School building in Michigan. School officials said it will be a very slow transition as parents and students continue to mourn. 4 students were killed and 7 others were injured in a shooting on November 30th. An alternate hybrid schedule will start January 10th and last until January 21st. In the meantime, Oxford High School students will be taking classes at both the middle school and another high school. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
2 people will be splitting a $632 million lottery jackpot. Powerball tickets sold in California and Wisconsin matched all 6 numbers for the 7th largest jackpot ever. The grand prize now resets to $20 million for Saturday. Today is January 6th, and it's not the story on insurrection, but instead Epiphany.
January 6th is Epiphany, a Christian feast day that celebrates the revelation of God incarnate as Jesus Christ. In Western Christianity, the feast commemorates principally the visit of the Magi to Christ's child, and thus Jesus Christ's physical manifestation to the Gentiles. It is sometimes called Three Kings Day, and in some traditions celebrated as Little Christmas. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.